Chair, we are live.
All right. Thank you, Clerk. I appreciate it. I'd like to call this meeting to order. The time is 1 p.m. It's our Commerce, Gaming, and Land meeting. Roll call, please.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Keane.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Chair Revard.
Here. All right, thank you, Jordan. The next item is prayer. I've asked Congressman Keane to render a prayer this afternoon.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We ask that you please just watch over our mourners. We ask that you just give them comfort in the days ahead. We ask that you watch over our loved ones, just protect them, keep them safe, and just give us wisdom, Lord, and just please ease any burdens anyone has, unspoken or not, and just watch over us. In your name we pray, amen.
Thank you, Congressman Keane. The next item is the approval of minutes, which are dated February 1st. They are attached to the invite.
Madam Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
It says I was absent, and I don't know how, if I was absent, how I make the motion to go into executive session twice.
At the time the meeting started, you weren't here, but you did arrive at 1:35 p.m., and that should be reflected in the notes or the minutes.
I was wondering, because I do recall that meeting, and so thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have that amended? Madam Chair?
Yes, Congresswoman?
Motion to approve the minutes as amended.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, thank you. The next item on our agenda is item number 5, ONCA 2437, an act to provide an appropriation to the Capital Asset Fund in the amount of $1,500,000 for the demolition, design, engineering, and construction of a visitor center in the town of Fairfax, Oklahoma, and to establish an alternate effective date. Second Speaker Shaw is the sponsor. I'll hand it to her at this time.
Chair Revard, thank you so much for the time. At this time, I would like to make a motion to postpone ONCA 2437 to the call of the chair.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Okay. Hearing none, all of those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Hey, thank you. The next item on our agenda is item number 6, which is the gaming enterprise true up. I have had a chance to visit with Mr. McIntosh, and at this time, he is going to brief Treasurer Batson with regards to the true up. And so I would like to just have this discussion and put it on our next agenda next week, if that's okay, committee. The next item is number 7, which is an update on our restricted land improvement program. They have sent a report that was sent out by the clerks from the different directors that are involved with this program. And I see we have Miss Natasha Yancey is on the call. Natasha, I'll turn this over to you for a brief overview, ma'am. Ms. Yancey, can you hear us? Okay, Mr. Secretary Johnson, are you on the call?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay, I'm sorry, we can't hear Natasha. Could you please provide a brief overview of this the program currently, sir?
I am currently in a vehicle, so I don't have the information in front of me, which Natasha has. But going off of memory only, as the committee will recall, that law now provided for improvements on restricted land for restricted landowners, such as building and repairing ponds, improving roads, assisting with fence, etc. Currently, oh man, I wish I could remember the numbers, ma'am. I'm sorry, I don't have them and off the top of my head. So
this is KP, but, and we're on now.
Oh, good.
Okay, there
okay,
you go.
Good. All right. Well, good afternoon, KP. I'm glad that you're here, you and Miss Natasha. And I was just wondering if you guys could provide an overview of the program since inception, which has been, I think our effective date in law was January 2nd. And so if you could just give the committee a report, that would be nice.
Yes, so far we have been running through our inspections. We have received a total of 114 applications, and we are currently at around 58 that have been processed and inspected. We have 44 that are still needing inspected. So we're roughly a little over 50% complete with those. Now we've had 6 incomplete, and that has been due to a lack of signatures for a utility bill showing the need for road access. And then we've had 6 denied because I think the people just didn't really understand what restricted land was. So they were just turning in an app and they did not have restricted land. And our inspector is currently out in the field today, so we will have more completed today.
Okay, thank you, KP. We also had received some information on the piece of the critical road access from Director Carr, that they had received 7 applications, but thus far 4 of them were complete and the other 3 were scheduled within the next few weeks. Okay, and it sounds like your department you're vetting the applications and then sending them to Ross or Justin at this time. Justin is saying that they're still open to accepting apps and are expecting more throughout the year, but I thought there was a deadline of March 1st.
The March 1st deadline was for the boundary surveys, fencing, noxious weed, and the pond maintenance. The road access and the controlled burns we were leaving open all year.
Okay, wonderful. That's good to know. Thank you. Okay, so we also received from, I have to apologize, Director Walker is actually out managing a fire out on the ranch right now. And if he's available, he did want to attend the meeting. He has received 39 applications for, looks like, cedar removal and or a control burn. They're advertising 7 positions and should have them hired by April 22nd. And if committee, if you guys remember in the beginning, Director Walker had requested more positions, but because he wasn't able to fill the ones that they had, he has enough money in his salary line item to address his current needs. And that's what we were told by Mr. McIntosh during our pre-meeting. So the goal is to ensure he has enough positions to do what he needs to do with the items listed that apply to his department. They're actually in negotiations with Warren Catt, working out the details in reference to a sales agreement, and they're trying to purchase the truck loaders and the excavator. And so the vehicles are still being discussed, and it looks like they're taking their time to prevent impulsive buying, of course, and miscellaneous equipment is being purchased. So, committee, you guys have any questions for Natasha or anybody with regards to the program? Congressman Tillman. Oh, Congressman Tillman, did you have a comment or question, sir?
No, I just know that we have questions from.
I can speak into this. Thank you. Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you. I appreciate you letting me speak. I just have a concern. As these gentlemen told me a while ago, we have 1,164 restricted landowners. Now, I don't know how much acreage that is, but, you know, that is actually part of our reservation, and we need to take care of it. It's very important. We were the ones that kept our land before the nation was born, so to speak. We kept it, we stayed here, we starved to death, and we did what we could to keep ourselves together as a tribe. And I would really appreciate it if you all could consider giving more money to this effort. I mean, it's a good thing that you all are doing, but I think it needs more money, because I was probably told that there wasn't enough money to go around. And I'd hate to have to deny anybody that had restricted property. Because, I mean, we actually are part of the nation because of that. And I think you all do a good job, but I would appreciate if you all could see your way clear to give us more money in that area. I mean, I don't know, you might have to hire a whole new office just to build fence. I mean, there's lots of fence that needs to be built. Anyway, thank you, I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Irwin. We appreciate your comments. Committee, any other questions? Okay, Ms. Natasha, I just thank you and KP and Ross and Justin for sending down your information and your data. And we do appreciate it. And we look forward to hearing from you guys. And with the comments, you know, with Ms. Irwin, at any time, I think we've said this since inception, Casey, if there's anything that we need to do, just please reach out and we'll see. We'll see what we can do on our end. So thank you, guys. We appreciate you and your hard work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thanks, Case. The next item is item number 8, committee, which are the appointees that were sent to our committee. And we have a lot under Commerce, Gaming, and Land. And so I just want to remind everyone that at this point in the committee, what I understand is we're just looking to see if someone is qualified to get them out of committee to Congress. And it's our job to review the information that they've provided the committee. So I think everybody should have their packets. And I'll leave it up to the committee. If we want, we can go just straight down. Number A is Holly Wells. And the chief has appointed her to the Gaming Enterprise Board.
Okay, so.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Were you going to continue? I can wait if you were going to continue.
No, so what I would do is let's pull out the R, or unless you guys have already read, I think most of us had our packet with the questionnaire and verification. If you remember, I think it was during Hunka last time. No, during June of last time, during a special session, we amended the Gaming Reform Act, and we actually strengthened the qualifications for the gaming board members. And of course, that came about after the result of our hearing, and we addressed certain pieces of the Gaming Reform Act. And I think if under the qualified professional, we amended this that said means a person possessing a minimum of 3 of the following qualifications. We increased that from 1 to 3. So the qualifications for a gaming board member, they have to meet 3 of the 6, which is a bachelor's in business admin, accounting, marketing, or an equivalent field, a minimum of 5 years of experience in business management. And we added this, a minimum of 5 years of experience in casino operations management, a minimum of 5 years of experience in hospitality industry management, a demonstrable working knowledge of federal Indian law, the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act and related statutes and regs, or a demonstrable working knowledge of gaming management, business, finance, or law. So we're looking then to see if Ms. Wells meets three of these minimum requirements. And also I wanted to let you know, remember, prior to them being confirmed, they have to go through a background check through the Gaming Commission. And I want you to know that the deputy in chief's office said that that has happened. They have been licensed. They've been had their fingerprints, and they're also bonded.
That was my question.
Committee, any questions or comments regarding this appointee? So this is the process. If we get the appointee out of committee, then we, you know, at any time, any Congress member, it doesn't have to be myself, anyone besides Speaker can make a motion to three actions, the way I understand it, can happen. No one makes a motion. A motion is made to confirm, or a motion is made to interview. Congresswoman Lemon.
Based on what we have in front of us, and we are discussing Ms. Wells at this point in time, and one of the actions that you spoke about that we did here as a body was to, we felt like to strengthen the qualifications needed specifically for this particular board in general. And they have to have three of these qualifications, and then they have to be bonded and have a gaming license. I believe Ms. Wells has met those requirements for qualifications concerning what the law states. Our motion, unfortunately, talks about experience, and that's what I don't like in our motion, because that's what I don't like. I don't like that word in our motion. I'm just going to say that because I'm not an older congressperson. I haven't been here as long as some, but I just in general all thinking experience. Of course, it's our opinion. Then it's our opinion. Is that considered experience? You know, and we all know what sometimes people's opinions are. We're biased at certain times at certain things. So, I have. Experience on paper in casinos is not what we've seen, but she has the experience with law, and she has the experience with IGRA, and she has a bachelor's degree, so that automatically qualifies her. But I'm just saying, I wish our motion didn't have experience.
Congressman Kane.
Tomato, tomato. I'd like to make a motion that Holly Wells has the education and experience, and there are no legal or ethical barriers to serve. It's qualified by education and experience, and there are no legal or ethical barriers to serve. Thank you.
OK, Okay, committee, we have a motion. Is there a second? We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Okay, roll call.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Chair Rivard?
Yes. Okay, thank you. Our next appointee is Amy Tallchief, and the Cayuga has sent down a letter stating he'd like to appoint her to the Gaming Enterprise Board. Yes, Congresswoman Stabler.
I make a motion that Amy Tallchief is qualified by education and experience and has no ethical or legal barriers to service.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Yes, Congresswoman Lemon.
I will be an abstention.
Okay, I believe also you have to send that to
an email.
Speaker.
Verifying when you all are going to abstain from a vote, per the rules, you have to send that in advance in writing to the clerk to send out to the members.
Okay, so let's do this so we can follow. Without objection, Ms. Paula, could you withdraw your motion for a second?
I withdraw my motion.
Okay. And let's get that in order. How about if the committee's okay while Congresswoman Lemon sends her email to the clerks and gets this to Congress? Would you guys mind if we just go back up to number 7 since Mr. Ross Walker's here and he came off of the prairie fighting fire to be here? Can we just let him have some comments about the restricted land program? And then after we get back in order, we can go back to appointee Ms. Wills. Is that okay, committee?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Hello, Mr. Walker, and welcome. Let me get you caught up, and we appreciate you coming. We know you're busy today with your burn. We have had an update from Ms. Natasha and Justin and yourself. I read your email, and but we're open to any of your comments and if you want to talk about your positions.
Thank you. We're out there currently burning the ranch right now. We're doing some prescribed burning out there and some of the Cares pastures along it as well. Some of the Osage Nation LLC pastures. Don't know. Did you read kind of what I emailed you? Okay. So yeah, we've had 39 applications turned in so far. That's what I have received. I know they funnel them through Natasha Yancey and Kenneth Gilmore reviews them first, and then they send them to us. But we got 39 applications so far. That's a mix of cedar removal and or controlled burns. Currently, we're in the process of hiring 7 additional positions. Those 7 positions should be filled, and the applicant should be starting by April 22nd. And we are in our attorneys, our attorney general's, our office is negotiating with Warren Cat right now on 3 different sales agreements, more or less just to get the wording right. So we are in the process of buying 3 more pieces of equipment so that we can add to our fleet of what we currently own. And we are a little behind the curveball, but we'll get caught up. Like I said, this was supposed to be, in effect January 2nd. However, we wasn't able to really start utilizing the budget. Not sure exactly why, but we weren't able to use the budget because had to come back down here during a special session in March to be reappropriated. and I guess, you know, money put into correct line items. So really right now we're, that's kind of where we're at, but we are eager to get started and we're eager to, you know, show some production with this additional funding in this Land Improvement Act and bill to, you know, moving forward.
Okay, thank you, Ross. Are there any questions for Ross? And I'll try to provide you a little bit of background. So if you remember in the last special session, Mr. McIntosh had asked us to take the money out of the section of the restricted land program and put the ones that identified as an asset over into cap assets, which we did. However, I don't believe that there should have been any waiting period at all to do that because I felt like the director should have been able to act immediately as January 2nd. We chose that date to provide them time from October 1 to roll this program out, and they had the policies ready, the application. They did a great job. Where the barrier was the bottleneck was actually in our own in Treasury, and they were trying to order equipment and do some things that they need, hire people, and for whatever reason, here we are, and we can only get better. So thank you, Ross, and
definitely
I appreciate everything that you've done towards this program and for our folks, the landowners, and thank you for taking the time today to come off of a fire and talk to Congress. Or your prescribed burn.
A little different.
Okay.
Controlled environment versus wildfire versus chaos.
So we like it. Any questions for Ross?
Got any?
All right, committee. Well, thank you. We appreciate you, Ross, and wash gone.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, Congresswoman Lemon, you feel good with your email and everything?
I do, and I apologize. It completely slipped my mind, and so I appreciate you affording me that opportunity. And thank you, Speaker, for correcting me.
Okay. Well, all right, Ms. Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you, Chair. I'd like to make a motion that Amy Talt, Chief, is qualified by education and experience and has no ethical or legal barrier to service.
We have a motion. Is there a second? We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All right, hearing none. Roll call, clerk, please.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Abstain.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Chair Revard?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, committee. The next appointee you'll see is Nancy Pillsbury, and she a reappointment to the Osage Nation Foundation. And I just want to let you guys know that in looking at the the statutes, I could not find where there were any qualifications for the board members that serve on our foundation besides what is granted in the Boards and Commissions Act. And so with all your information with regards to Nancy, I just thought I'd let you know that there's nothing specific as there is in gaming and the LLC articles. Yes, sir.
I make a motion that Nancy Pillsbury is qualified by education, experience, and no ethical or legal barriers to service.
Second. We have a motion, a second. Any discussion?
Chair.
Yes.
Thank you. Just wanted to make the comment. I've known Ms. Pillsbury for a long time, and I think she has served us well in the years that she's been on this board, and glad to see her go up for a reappointment today.
Okay, thank you, Congresswoman. All right, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say, oh, roll call. Thank you, clerk.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Chair Revard?
Yes. Okay, thank you, clerk. The next is Teresa Rutherford with the Osage Nation Tax Commission. This again is a reappointment. And if memory serves me, there's also nothing, no requirements specific to the Tax Commission. You'll find the duties and responsibilities in our business and in our Boards Act. Again, this is a reappointment. And because now this is one that I would bring up is that you all are aware that our in our boards, if they have a managerial function over an entity with more than $1 million in annual revenue, then the board members are to be bonded, and they are bonded. Ms. Rutherford is bonded. Congressman Keene.
I make a motion that Teresa Rutherford is qualified by education and experience, and there are no legal or ethical barriers to service.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call, clerk.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Chair Revard?
Yes. Thank you, committee. The next item is E. Galen Crum. The chief has appointed Mr. Crum to the Osage LLC. Congresswoman Lemon.
I just was, were you going to go to the articles to read off the qualifications that are required like you did before for the,
I can
if not, I haven't pulled up.
Yeah, that would be great. Would you please do that, Congresswoman Lemon? Thank you.
Yes. There may be, okay, so we are looking at some qualifications that are in the articles of operation or in corporate, hang on. I apologize, let me get back to the front. Yes, the Articles of Operation, they were amended and this approved by this body. It is on page 9 of the amended Articles of Operations for Osage LLC. There are some requirements that we need to make sure that these individuals meet. To be eligible to serve as a board member, a candidate must have no felony convictions and must possess the minimum following experience. 5 years of executive management experience, including without limitation, president, vice president, managing partner, managing member, chief executive officer, chief financial officer, or chief operating officer, manager, management experience. 2, a bachelor's degree plus 5 years of business management experience, or an advanced business degree, such as a master's degree level or above, plus 3 years business management experience. Board members need not be residents of the reservation. At all times, a majority of the board members shall be, okay,
that doesn't qualify to this right now. I believe that's it, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you. Congresswoman Lemon, I'm following along. I can see that. Thank you for reading that. Committee, any questions?
Does Mr. In the resume, does Mr. Crum have a bachelor's degree? I don't see one listed.
Okay, let me look.
I could be missing it.
Okay, let me look in this packet.
Madam okay. Chair.
Yes, and I have a question real quick, Congressman Tillman. Congresswoman Lemon, in that particular, in the Articles of Operation on the qualifications, is it a minimum of so many, or is it they have to have?
I'll reread it if you'd like.
Yes, please. Thank you.
To be eligible to serve as a board member, a candidate must have no felony convictions and must possess the minimum following experience. Nowhere in here does it say and or. And number two says a bachelor's degree plus 5 years of business management experience or an advanced business degree, master's level or above, plus 3 years business management experience.
Thank you. Congressman Tillman.
Yeah, I just think to save some time that, I mean, we have the three LLC appointed members here. And were they aware of the update and qualifications? And just, you know, Mr. Crum is sitting right here. Just ask Mr. Crum, do you have a bachelor's degree?
I do not.
Okay.
Got it now. I have or an AA and an AS. I have more than enough hours for a bachelor's, but I never asked an institution to combine them into a bachelor's. One was done when I was a young man, the Associate of Arts, you know, playing football and going, and then that's after I was in the fire service. And I took more than enough hours to attain a fire science degree, associate fire science degree. So no, and the way I read that you didn't have to have all of them, you had to have the, you know, the one at a time. But anyway, that's the answer. That's the correct answer. I do not have one.
Thank you, sir. Madam Chair.
Just to say, Congresswoman Redcorn and then Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yeah, the only one that there seems to be an option on, this is how I'm interpreting it, is on the minimum choices, it's numbers two. Well, it's kind of a combination of two or three. You can either have a bachelor's degree with 5 years of business management experience, or if you have an advanced degree, then you can have less work experience. But there's still number one is the qualification that 5 years of executive management experience, including without limitation. So you have to have one, and you have to have either two or three is how I'm interpreting it. But I, again, I'm not an attorney.
Congressman Keene.
The way I read it is that you can't be a felon. You don't have to have one, two, and three all together. It doesn't run concurrently like that. You can have one, the 5 years experience, or you can have a bachelor's degree plus 5 years, or an advanced degree plus the 3 years. My interpretation is there doesn't have to be three. You don't have to have all three of those.
Okay, Congresswoman Stabler, I apologize, my mic is...
Just for clarification, could you give us the wording that shows that where you interpret it that way? Does it say or anywhere or say
yeah,
one of
or,
the... Okay.
It's or, yeah. Is Trey here? I'd like to get Trey's take on this.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Congressman Tillman, did you have a comment or question?
No, just amongst the confusion here, it's just if Mr. Crum does not have a bachelor's degree, that does not automatically disqualify him because he could qualify for one or two of the other criteria. Is that correct?
I think that's why they're seeking Trey's interpretation. And I think this actually came up during the last Tunka session as well. Congressman Keene?
Let's just use logic for a second. Are you saying we wanted people to have a 5 years executive management plus a bachelor's degree plus 5 years business management? Was that, you think that was really the standards we wanted to have?
We don't know. Yes. That's what we approved.
Understand the way I read
yes.
it. It's not
sure
like
we
that.
Follow what we approved.
Just one of them, I think, works.
Okay, Trey, I'm sorry. We're trying to get you a copy of the Articles of Operation. And do you understand what the question is on page 9 under the qualifications?
Yes, so I agree with Congressman Keene. It's one of three options here. First, 5 years executive management experience, including without limitation, president, vice president, managing partner, managing member, chief executive officer, CFO, COO, management experience. Two, which would be or two, a bachelor's degree plus 5 years of business management experience. Or, which it specifically says or, three, an advanced business degree plus 3 years business management experience. So if they meet the qualifications of one, having 5 years executive management experience, they don't need a bachelor's degree or a advanced degree.
Okay, committee.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Congresswoman Lemon.
Can somebody point to the executive management experience of president, vice president, managing partner, managing member, chief executive officer, chief financial officer, or chief operating officer in Mr. Crum's resume? Help me, please. Thank you.
Chair.
Congresswoman Stabler?
I don't see an actual title, but under the 1972 to 1978 would show 6 years in management. And I believe one of the identifying characteristics is a managing member.
So it's me. You're talking about the managing of horse training
for the years of management? Yes.
Okay. And there's also management of 1,200 acres of grass and 500 acres of hay and cropland from what looks like 6 years. Mm-hmm.
72 to 78. That's the one I'm referring to.
Chair?
Yes, sir.
It seems like the candidate has met one, at least one of the criteria to be moved forward. Mr. Gill, would you say that's true?
Mr. Gill?
Madam Chair, I would point it's difficult to say what the extent of the management was by the resume from 1972 to 1978, whether that would be considered executive management, but in 1978 to 2009, it appears that Mr. Crum actually ran his own business of a horse breeding, training, and show business. And as an owner of a small business, that is equivalent to all executive management that would be entailed in owning a business, including vice or president, CEO. But I would encourage the committee to also question him about 1972 to 1978, because that might also qualify as executive management. I just can't tell by the language of the resume. But to answer Congressman Tillman's question, I do believe, yes, from 1978 to 2009, if he ran his own horse business, that would qualify as executive management.
Congressman Keene.
I make a motion that Mr. Galen Crum is qualified by education and experience, and there are no legal or ethical barriers to service.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
I have a discussion.
Yes, Congresswoman Lemon.
It's going to irritate some folks, which I don't care. We've sat down here and talked about board members a long time, and I personally don't like the part of the motion that says experience. And I realize it's just one word, but it makes a big difference. We were talking about, you know, we discussed changing the treasury law based on experience. So based on past experience that I'm aware of on prior service on the ranch board, I'm a no vote. That's all I have to say.
Okay, committee, any other comments regarding or the in the discussion of the motion? Okay, hearing none. Roll call, please.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
No.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Chair Revard?
Yes. Okay, the next is Hank Hainsinger. The chief has appointed Mr. Hainsinger to the Osage LLC board.
Madam Chair.
Congressman Tillman.
Seems that Mr. Hainsinger has a business degree from Northwestern Oklahoma State University, which would qualify him to serve on the LLC board. Is that correct?
Congresswoman Lemon.
Is it a bachelor's or an associate's?
Chair, I'd like to make a motion.
Congressman Keene.
Mr. Hank Haisinger is qualified by education and experience, and there are no legal or ethical barriers to service.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes. Or sorry, do a roll call, Clark. I'm so sorry.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
No.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Chair Revard?
Yes. Okay, the next appointee is Mr. Ladd Oldfield. He's been appointed by Mr. Chief Standing Bear to the Osage LLC Board.
Yeah, Chair, I'd like to make a motion. Mr. Ladd Oldfield is qualified by education and experience, and there are no legal or ethical barriers to service.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
No.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Chair Revard?
Yes. Okay, thank you, committee. So I did want to explain just a little further more to those here in the audience. So what, as I explained, now that you're out of committee, that's the first process. And then at any time, I guess during the next session, those three actions can happen, either no motion, motion to interview, or confirm. And so I appreciate the committee taking the time to actually look, not just in this committee, since I've served on Congress, we have really taken the time, me as the chair in this committee, to look at our board appointees. And I'm really proud of that. That we actually look at what's in the law, and it takes it from a personal standpoint, right, to law. We have to follow the law. So when we say and make a motion that they're qualified and they're experienced, that's because you're following the law, right? So I appreciate this action getting out of committee, because although I may vote yes in committee, that's only to get them out of committee, because that's a process, right? That doesn't say, and I don't mean with my vote here to get them out of committee, is that's how I'll vote during session. I most certainly take these board members that serve on our gaming enterprise board and our Osage LLC very seriously, as well as all the boards. But this Congress, and I can see the votes, have worked hard to increase and strengthen the qualifications of our board members. And we've done that through the Gaming Reform Act, and we also amended the Articles of Operation with the Osage LLC. Because we are saying we want qualified board members to serve in these entities. Just because they come down into an appointment, what I understand is the chief's office feels like they don't have to vet their appointees. I don't agree with that because this is in law. We all have to follow the law. So we can only follow what's given to us. So I appreciate your dedication and taking this serious. And I just want to appreciate the gentleman that showed up today and took your time to be here. And Assistant Chief, I appreciate you attending too. I really do. I'm glad to see you here this afternoon. The next item that I have is adjournment.
So moved.
Second. A motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes. All right, committee, thank you.